Okay, we are now going to go to a whole different sugya. And the reason we got into it is only because we just said that we were matter two women to get remarried based on the identification of the body. That's all we need. Those are the words. We use simanim. That's it. That's the Gemara. And we're getting off on a totally different tangent. And it's only based on the fact that we use simanim. That's the Gemara. Two lines from the top. Kuf tes vav amid beis. Ahu gavra dav kichum shivigav echavre. There was a person that stored sesame seeds by his friend. Okay? So somebody gave somebody else. We'll say Reuven gave Shimon sesame seeds and says, can you watch them for me? So now Reuven goes to Shimon and says, can I have my sesame seeds back? You took them back already. Okay? There's no proof. Right? Reuven says, you didn't give them back to me. Shimon says, I did give them back to you. Now, the halacha would be, he would have to swear. He'd have to swear that he gave them back. But here, he's saying, v'chein v'chein havin. Reuven says, I can tell you exactly the amount they were. V'chavita ramgen. And they were in this kind of a barrel. So he's identifying a barrel that they were stored in. The barrel did not belong to Reuven. The barrel belonged to Shimon. But Reuven saw Shimon put the sesame seeds into that barrel, and he has an exact amount that was there. You're right. In that barrel are sesame seeds, the amount you say, but you took yours. I put my own in there. The question is that a proof? The fact that he was able to identify where it was and the exact amount. That's the question. Savar of Chizda Lameimer, Hainu Shnei Tamid HaChachamim. This is a simon. And this simon should be enough to force Shimon to pay up. Listen, the guy identified the barrel, and he also identified the amount of things that it was there. Right? And therefore, it's no different than the women identifying a body. That should be enough proof to make Shimon pay up. Dr. Gemara, V'loy Amina. What? Pay up. Swear, he would have to swear rabbinically anyway. Whenever a person says you took it back, he has to swear. V'loy Amina, Hanachas, L'Amiv, Hanach, Rinanu. We don't say that these were taken away, his was taken away, and these are others. Amalei Rabbi, Midami. So Rabbi said, it's not a comparison. Hasam Kamri Simonim. There they're identifying the body. They are not identifying the sesame seeds. The sesame seeds have no identification. The Kamra came, the Kain Havan, Emechush Benis Rami. The amount is not enough of an identification to take away money. The amount is not enough of identification to take away money. That's what he's saying. So therefore, Rava argues and says, you can't compare an identification of a body to an identification of an amount of sesame seeds in a barrel.
Do you know he told the barrel too?
Well, the barrel, it's more the amount.
He told them this is not a sesame seed.
Correct. So that's not enough of a symbol. There's no simon in the sesame seed. There's no specialty to the sesame seed.
There's no specialty to a dead body.
Yes, it is. Simonim of this man. There's an identification of the body. Now, Tysus asks that the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that Minyan is a simon. Number is a simon for Metzia. I found coins. The guy comes in and says, you found 8 coins. That's a simon. Well, he's telling you a measurement, right? He's telling him it's a quarter of a pound, it's a half a pound, it's 22 pounds. I mean, the measurement here. So Tysus answers that there's two truths in the Rosh Hashanah today, but Tysus' answer is that it was a common amount in this barrel. It wasn't an uncommon amount. By coins, there is no common amount of how many coins the guy lost and how many coins the guy found. So then a number is an identification. But people know that sesame seeds are stored in this volume. That's how they usually store sesame seeds. So identifying that it's 5 pounds, it's like saying 5 pounds of flour. People know flour comes in 5-pound bags, or it used to. Now they, I know the sugar they cut back from 5 to 4. You know what I mean, to save to make more money. But the whatever it is, it became a klum. That's what Taisa says. The number here is not a siman. Others say that by metzia, it's not taking away from an owner. It's saying you found something. You know, it's not yours. I'm identifying it. This is enough of an identification. Here, Shimon's claiming these are my sesame seeds. You're going against somebody who claims it's his. There you need more of a siman, and a number wouldn't be a siman. That's what other Rishonim answer. Rashi.
Which one swears?
What?
Which one has to swear?
The Shimon has to swear. Every time I go over to you and say, you owe me $100, and you say no, Midrabanan, you have to swear. Every denial of a claim needs a Shavuos Hesus. If I come over to Dr. Harris, I say, you owe me $45,000. Even so, Midrabanan, this is going to be called Shavuos Hesus. You swear it and say, I never lent the guy money. Not a biblical Shavuos. It's a Drabanan Shavuos. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shuklasinu, second line from the top. Shuklasinu kvar hagzartim lach, I already gave him back to you. Amalei mavkidrov, came the cane, having kach v'kach son, how you do this many son. B'chavita ramyem, badayin ein eslucha b'chavis. Tzeyub daik ba'atim tzikishveini. Go check it out, you'll find I'm right. Amalei, did the dog shuklasinu, v'hani achrin in nunu shlihei. You took yours, and these are mine, and there are other ones. Rebbe married off their wives based on the testimony of women, which are tzinan, and we answered the Amri Simani, that they identified body simanim. We don't say these are other people with simanim, Hachi Yisramu, and they happen to have the same body identification. So the answer is, there, it's a siman in the body. Here it's a siman in amount, and chushban ikulamem of the Yisrami. This is something that's not a direct siman. It's not on the item. It's on the amount, and the amount, especially the way Tysus explains it, is a common amount. Fine. So that's why this sugi was brought in here, to understand, to identify the parameters of simanim.
What is the... This happens to... This is
the
siman on the
sesame, so that's... Not as good. It's a siman on an accessory, not on the item.
What's the accessory?
The amount.
But the amount is...
It's not about the sesame.
But even the amount, Taisus says, is not...
Taisus asked the kasha, and the Gemara Baba Metzia says it is.
So the ikar is because...
Again, you want to learn like Taisus, you can learn like Taisus. You want to learn like the other Shaitan, you can learn like the other Shaitan. But you can't ignore either.
Meaning that even if you say that it's an accessory, oh, an accessory should be good.
It's a number.
Yeah.
And the answer is, numbers are only good if they're uncommon numbers, not if they're common numbers. That's Taisus's answer. The other Rishonim say numbers are good to take away a metzia, which doesn't belong to anybody that we know. Whereas here, Shimon is claiming it's his. You need more to take it away from a.
Oh, so that's what I was thinking about.
Okay. I'm glad you were thinking. First of all, I'm glad you were thinking. Second of all, I'm glad you were even thinking 10 minutes ago before we started learning.
What would happen if you said, "Oh, you know what's on this barrel? Other sesames with someone else who I'm watching it for." You like that? Meaning?
No, I don't like that because, again, that other person is a known owner.
No,
meaning the guy, go to that person. Go ask that person. No, Metzia is an unknown. We don't know whose it is. Here you're saying it belongs to Levi.
I
heard you. I told you. I was very happy, but it's not the same case. There, call Levi and see, did he give him sesame seeds or not? If Shimon says, listen, Levi gave it to me, let's see what Levi says. He's a known individual. By Metzia, there's no known owner.
Right. If he gives a siman somehow, he has half a barrel of black sesames and then on top white sesame.
Again, if it's uncommon... It's uncommon, it's a good siman. That's what Taisus says.
Right, it's not just the weight.
You're describing the
Unless all sesame seeds come that way.
Yes, if it's something unusual, that would be...
A siman has to be something unusual. So, Tyson's discussion isn't an identification of number, amount, considered a unusual. Tyson's answer is sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't.
What did they say by the body?
The monum of the body.
Like, for example.
Okay, the Gemara's going to talk about them later. I don't know, a mole under his left elbow.
Tattoo.
Scar.
Birthmark. On the back.
Did they dental records
would
be fine?
They didn't have dental records. That's why I said yesterday when I started, I said they found the bodies and they couldn't do DNA nor dental records. DNA would be an identification today. We identify bodies, we identify bodies by DNA. We're about to a woman to get married based on DNA. Not to compare that.
What's the difference
between
DNA and a woman being an
aid? A woman can be an aid in the death of a man, too.
She's saying a woman to be
a... Yeah, we went through this again. Being matur a woman to get married, the Rabbanim made it very lenient. You're right, DNA would not identify enough to take away money from somebody. You need witnesses.
In other words, they let his wife remarry, but she won't let children...
They won't let the children yarshen. I have no idea what happened today. I think today they let the children manage it until the guy shows up. I don't know how long Lama is.
Cool using DNA.
Absolutely. Well, it's an identification process, right? It's as good as an Eid Echad. It's a problem because it can be used in the wrong way, and this is a big problem that Rabbanim struggle with, not me in the United States of America, but as a show, it's a major problem. Can you use DNA to prove paternity? Which makes a problem because he might prove non-paternity, and that makes a major thing, and then he's a mamzer. Right? If DNA is great, but DNA has a downside. We don't want to find out if somebody's a mamzer. We have no interest. So there's a whole shtickle Torah that the DNA of the person's own body to the person's own thing has a greater accuracy than the DNA to prove paternity. Even though both are pretty accurate, one is more accurate. So they accept one and they don't accept the other. Again, it's very complicated. It has a downside, DNA. Because sometimes we don't want to find out things. The DNA proves that. Again, we don't tell people...
When did the DNA... come about that the control said it's great? When was it? The 50, 40 years ago?
I have no idea.
Whatever it was. So when they said it...
Again, so they said only a certain level of accuracy.
What does that mean? We're letting her... DNA is letting her remarry, right?
We accept an Eid Echad to let a woman remarry. We don't accept an Eid Echad to say that you owe Dr. Harris $100.
I understand.
Let me explain to you. Why? Let me just ask you to answer that question. The answer is, to let a woman remarry, we're relying on less accuracy than to make you pay $100.
So the alumnus that she will go and investigate, that applied by the DNA thing also?
We assume so, yeah.
You?
Well, again, it's about how could she investigate? It's just as good as an Eid Echad, that's what we're saying. DNA is not to aid him.
But Eid Echad, if we could use the lumdus, then she's going to go...
Well, she knows the consequences. Whatever she'll do, she'll do. Let me ask you. In the olden times, a woman was told that her husband died in a faraway country. We rely on her investigation. Pray tell me what she's going to do. What is she going to do? Call Pinkerton? That used to be the investigative agency when I was a kid, Pinkerton. What's she going to do? Tell me what she's going to do. To try her hardest to see if she can find something, and she has to be totally confident that she found it. If not, she won't get married. She knows the consequences. Well, the same thing's going to happen here. She's going to try her hardest, and she knows it's beyond her reach. She's going to have to decide whether that's good enough for her or not, knowing the consequences. You're right. There's very little she can do here. There's very little can do when she was told her husband died in China back in 1424. Because I'll said investigate means she won't get married unless she's totally comfortable knowing what consequences. Don't think about it. Amalei Mark Shisha by Rav Chisda le Ravashi. So Mark Shisha, the son of Rav Chisda, said to Ravashi, and again this is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, whether Mark Shisha means Rav Chisda's older son or Mark Shisha means Rav Chisda's younger son. Rashi's opinion is that Mark Shisha is Rav Chisda's older son, and Tosfos says Mark Shisha is the one born to Rav Chisda when he was old, so he's the younger son. But it makes no difference. Anyway, Rav Chisda's son said to Ravashi, Umichai Shina Shemapinan. Do we say that this happens, meaning when we have a barrel that has sesame seeds, are we willing to accept the possibility that the sesame seeds of the guy was moved and other sesame seeds were put in? Are you not, meaning what he's trying to say is, don't we assume that things are exactly where they were unless proven otherwise? Reuven gave Shimon sesame seeds he put into this barrel. We have no idea whether these sesame seeds were ever moved out. Isn't there a svara that says, if it's here, assume it stayed there until otherwise known? Why don't we make the burden of proof on Shimon to prove that he moved them out? It was there. And once it was there, why doesn't that say, I'll use the word chazaka. This is where it was. Prove that you changed it. Now prove to you, Mark Shisha says, that's what we say. Where do we prove it? But not. Mutzikli, the custom of kuf. A guy is searching through his storage room, and he finds a kli, and there's a kuf on the kli. And there's stuff in there, let's say money in there. And he has no recollection where this money came from. But there's a kuf on the kli. So we say carbon. It must have been donated for a carbon, and it was put into this kli. Mem, if he finds a mem on it, Meiser, must be Meiser money. Not Meiser money from our Meiser money, but Meiser money that he redeemed as Meiser Sheni. Dalet, the Mua. If he found Dalet and there's grain in there, he must assume that it's a mixture of Truma and Chulan, and he can only sell it to a Kayan. Tes is Tevel. Tuf is Truma. Shebashas HaSakana, Yitzayv, Ayikais, and Tuf, Takas Truma. Because instead of writing Truma, I guess this was all done in time of danger. I don't know why the Gemara just picked this one. Unless Artsko says something.
What is the time of danger?
Meaning, why would they just write Tuf? Why didn't they write out Truma? So, because in danger time, they didn't want to identify Truma, they can get into trouble. Does he write anything about the other letters or just about this one? Does he probably points out why he says it only here.
Well, he said here. It really is on both.
No, okay. So the question is,
18.
Why don't we say he moved it out and it's something else? Terrence is, if it's here, assume it stayed here. So if you assume this stayed here, why don't you assume that the sesame seeds that Reuven gave are still here, unless otherwise proven?
Ben is Meiser, right?
Yes.
So was the hobby to think that was some other...
He once had Meiser in it. And now he changed it to something else. Okay, Lee.
But that's going to get you all confused.
Again, if we say that things change, So then we should say things change. And if we say things stay current, then we should say, let's give the Gemara a chance. But if we say things stay current, why don't we say they stay current?
But you wouldn't put in a minute.
You're proving from there that people don't move things. Even if it said the word truma, because we say last year it had truma and he changed it. I don't know. Rabbi Yossi says the exact opposite.
I don't like that.
Ella, people move things around. Everybody agrees that because you put something in there once doesn't mean it stays there. You would have scratched that letter off. The fact that you didn't scratch the letter off is indicative that you never changed what was in there. Or others say that you forgot. That's the machloikas. Meaning everybody moves things out. The fact that it had mitzer once does not mean it has mitzer permanently. But the shaila is the fact that it still has a mem there, and you didn't scratch it off, a raya that it's still mitzer. But if, let's say, there would be no mem there, you remember that 10 years ago you put mitzer there. You might have changed it since then. There's no indication that the same thing is there. Inami lepanche shavka. Or you let it there as to save it. You're afraid people are going to steal. When they see the word tes on it, they're not going to touch it. You know, they're frum. Nobody wants to steal tevel. They don't want tevel. They want to take, they won't take truma. You know, it's one thing to steal. It's another thing to eat iser. Right? So therefore, that's why you left the letter there. So that's the machloikas. Do you leave letters there or you don't leave letters there? But everybody agrees that because it was there once doesn't mean it's there permanently. Therefore, going back to Reuven and Shimon, Shimon has a good claim. I moved it out. I put something else there. It's your burden of proof to prove that I didn't. Not that it's my burden of proof to put that I did. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, we have a little bit of a simon here. Let me just finish, Rashi. Korban hegdish. The muachulin of truma should disarm of a nechel lekayin can only be the kayin. Hasakana. Shgazir shle lekayin mitzvahs. Amalei mina shem apinu aysa tuwa shenasim babak zivet aysem. Ve'elu acher. We don't say he moved them. Have'elu chulin dazina basaruba. Mikra avakafer lei mekanech v'gayroi aysa aysa. He would wipe and scratch the ice off. The panche shavka, la'atzolos perish in b'teicha to guard the perish in it. Hiniyach ba'aysa. But like Girura, Kadesh, Yibadlu, B'nei Adam, and people should stay away. Penchi Elosh and Shimur, it's a guard. Adam should tell the mind of Adam Chashav. It's like saying, don't take my money, this money belongs to President Biden. So people would be afraid to steal it. Kadesh, like Zulu, they don't want to get into trouble with President Biden. But Diamond, like Magoizel, B'Shem Reish Kalusa, a guy comes and says, I'm buying a field, I'm buying it for the Reish Kalusa. So the Gemara says, the guy is just using the name of the Reish Galusa to scare people away. You know, I'm buying it for myself. I'm buying it for who knows who, you know, so people stay away. Yes, okay, now let me hear your question.
Listen, you had a Kaylee that you remember that I had my turn. No, there's no letters, get the letters business, okay? And then you say, you know what? It's possible that I forgot that I took the Meister out and I used it and I put coolant in it. You mean to tell me when you tell me something, you could use that stuff?
What does the Gemara seems to say? We go by Rive, and Rive says it's probably not Meister.
What? You mean to tell me that it's a suffix?
Obviously you're a suffix, because if not, you would say it's still Meister. You don't remember.
Go look over up.
I guess Rashi says you go about to Rive.
What?
Where's the rope?
It's not
Rive things are not Meister.
It's not. No. You knew it was
Rive of your grain is not Meister.
No, you knew it was Meister.
Again, you might have moved it. It's 10 years ago. You can't remember what happened since then.
Right.
So you go by Rive, then it's probably not Meister. That's what Rashi says. What?
That's what we're proving, that things don't sit in the camera. That's
right. again, I just want to say it was common to change things. You didn't leave things for 10 years. You moved things.
Rotated your stock.
Your computers. Don't get involved. What is your stock?
When is your company going public?
What?
When is your company going public? Right. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Yitzchak Reish Galusa, that's what he was called. I don't believe he was the Reish Galusa. From the story, you can assume he was not the Reish Galusa. Bar Achsei de Rabibi Hava. He was Rabibi's nephew, his sister's son. Why he was called Yitzchak Reish Galusa, I have no idea. Does article say anything?
Look at 27, it's too many words. But
what does it say? That's what a Reish Galusa is. Again, I think it was his name. He might have come from the Reish Galusa's family. He wasn't the Reish Galusa. If he was a Reish Galusa, everybody would know who he is. Richard Reish Galusa, Akhbar Akhsid, there are BBI, the Kaazum, the Kurtava, La Spanya. He traveled from Kurtava to Aspanya. With Shachav, and he died. Shochu Mehassam, they sent from Aspanya, Yitzchak Reish Galusa, Barakhsid Rabibi. Now, according to a lot of Rishaynim, they did not send that. They just said Yitzchak Reish Galusa, Havakazim Mikurtav Lasmanya Bishachav. They did not identify him as the nephew of Rabibi. Because if they did, Rabibi only had one nephew called Yitzchak Reish Galusa. So they obviously knew that was him. So the Rishaynim think out, we're saying that that's who they were referring to. But really, all they said was, Yitzchak Reish Galusa, who came from Kurtava, died. Now, Kurtava was a central location. People from other cities came to Kurtava, and from there traveled. It was a hub. Kurtava was a hub. And since Kurtava was a hub, the question is, are you afraid that another Yitzchak Reish Galusa came through Kurtava, went to Aspanya, and died? And therefore, they wrote back that Yitzchak Reish Galusa from Kurtava died. That's where he came from. That's what his ticket said. He came from Kurtava. Or do we say, you only know of one Yitzchak Reish Galusa in Kurtava, and you're not afraid that maybe some other person traveled through Kurtava, named Yitzchak Reish Galusa, went to Aspanya, and died? That's our question. Can we be monitor Yitzchak Reish Galusa's wife to marry? We have testimony from the Bezin in Kurtava, in Aspanya, that somebody named Yitzchak Reish Galusa, who was on flight 2004 United, died. And he came from Kurtava. He was on caravan 2004, run by Dubai, United Dubai. I don't know whoever it was. He died. Camel Express. He died. Do we afraid that other people named the same name traveled through the hub called Kurtava? That's how Titus explains it. The hub called Kurtava. And traveled to Aspanya and died. We have no proof one way, we have no proof the other way. Question is, do you have to worry about such things? That's the question. So Yitzchak Reish Galusa Barakhsa de Rabibi Avakazim Mikurtav Aspanya, Mishankam, and he died. Shokum Mahasam, they sent from Aspanya, Yitzchak Reish Galusa, and again, Barakhsa de Rabibi a lot of Rishaynim say they did not send that. Kazu Mikurtav Aspanya, Mishankam, Michashinan Litra Yitzchak Alay. Amr Abai Amr Chashinan, Rav Amr Loi Chashinan. Abai said, we worry about such things, and Rav says, we do not. Rashi? Mi Chashinan L'Tre Yitzchak Hechid Loi Hukzuku Shnei Yaitzim B'Shem B'Yarachas. It's not that there were two Yitzchak Reish Galusas living in Kurtava, both traveled to Aspanya and one died. We wouldn't know who died. That's not the story. What? The Aspanya Bezin sent an email from Aspanya to Kurtava saying, that this man named Yitzchak Reish Galusa died. No, they saw the body. It's not a question. There's somebody that died there who people knew as Yitzchak Reish Galusa from Kurtava. Do you have Abaya Amar Chashinan? Rav Amar Loi Chashinan, Hayv Loi Hukzuku. We don't know of a second one. Abaya Loi Hechad Loi Hukzuku. Maidik is Amar Loi Kaman. If we knew that there was a second one, two people of the same name, of course we wouldn't know which one died, like the Gemara says later on. Amar Abaya. but not mina lav. Tabai is going to explain why he's worried about another person with the same name, even though we don't know he exists. But not mina lav. From a story. I know it's in the following story. Now, who gita the shtakin bernadah?
The question in the home city, the Beitin is asking which one died?
No.
Who's concerned here?
Beitin and Kurtova. Whether is there another Yitzchak Reish Galusa? Do they have to be concerned about it, is the question.
Kurtova is the hub?
Kurtova is a city, which is also a hub.
Why are they worried rather than the hometown of this guy?
He lived in Kurtova. Yitzchak Reish Galusa lived in Kurtova.
And then
he traveled to Aspamya and he died. Okay. The message came that a person traveling from Kurtova to Aspamya with this name died. Is there a fear that another person with the same name traveled from Kurtova to Aspamya and died? Now, we don't know another person living in Kurtova, but since Kurtova is a hub, many people come through Kurtova, and there might have been another person with the same name that died in Aspamya, and his ticket said he came from Kurtova.
It could be John Doe, it could be anybody, any name.
Right? Not if it's a different name, because they know Yitzchak Reish Galusa died.
I understand that, but anybody's name is reported to Kurtova, they have to be, they have the same suffix about anybody. It's not because he's got an unusual name.
No, nothing to do with that. Could have been Yaisim and Shemin.
You sing very good.
Again, Mom's the third time in a week that he agreed to you. You should feel you should make it kiddish.
You wouldn't give someone a title of Reish Galusa.
I told you, that's why I started the thing and I said that Yitzchak Reish Galusa was not the Reish Galusa. Because if he was the Reish Galusa, the whole place would know he died.
I didn't say he was. The message
said he was. He's the vice president. That's why I told you. Both Rishonim say the message didn't say that. Because they have that same problem. The message said he's the nephew of Rabibi. Rabibi knows he only had one nephew. That's why I said that most Rishonim say that the message did not include that.
But if you forget about...
Archko doesn't point that out.
What's the point that he was not the Reish Galusa, but he was something, right?
He was a human being. Two ears, two hands, two feet, two eyes, mouth, nose.
That's part of it, I guess, erased. Irrelevant. It's irrelevant.
This was his name. You're assuming the Reish Galusa is something unusual. Obviously not. I don't know why they called him the Reish Galusa. That was his last name. I don't know. That's why I told you right away that he's not like he's the Reish Galusa. If he were the Reish Galusa, everybody would know who he is.
I never thought he was. No, the question is, then I wouldn't know what it was. There's only one. That's why.
Again, obviously there's a fewer than another. It wasn't. I guess it's not so uncommon. What can I tell you?
Ramban and the Ritva say that. Take out that.
That's what I told you.
So it doesn't matter how uncommon the last name is.
I don't know, as I'm telling you. I don't. You're assuming that it's a very uncommon name. You made that assumption.
But
I don't know.
I mean, but why can't it be that way?
Again, you're making an assumption, and now the assumption turned into fact.
How many Avram Kohns are there?
No, but it doesn't matter. Well, why should it matter? A guy died, came from this city. Maybe another one with the same name came to that hub and died, right?
No, came to that hub and traveled to Aspamya and died. Right.
The fact that he came from Kurtova...
Doesn't say he came from Kurtova to Aspamya. Tyson speaks out. We would know if there's more people in Kurtova with that name.
Right.
Obviously, he came from somewhere else and went there because it was a hub.
Right.
Now, by the way Tyson says hub is Shichi Shayarta. It's a place of caravans. That was the hub.
Greyhound's bus station.
Well, it's in front of the Rock Hill.
They still have it?
The meter says that the Reish Galusa used to coin different people in different districts.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Is Greyhound still around? I've seen a bus for your bus. Have you ever seen it before? Have you seen it?
No, what about Megabus?
Is that your Megabus? I've never seen that either.
I haven't seen that in a while.
Again, Megabus dropped Cleveland, I think.
Of course, $2. You know what I mean?
Anyway. Right. By the way, Greyhound is on Chester and East 12th.
Still there?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. They paid me to advertise. Anyway, let's go. There was a gap that they found on the streets of Nador. The Kotzenba, and in the get it said, Bitsat Klunya Masa, near the city of Klunya, which was a section in the name of a city. Right. I can't pronounce his name, Andrulinoi of Nador, Taris, Tarichis, Yasmoini, and Sasi, have gotten rid of and divorced this woman that's my wife. Now, it was found on the street. Mrs. Andrulinoi comes in and says, I am the wife that he divorced. My husband's name is Andrulinoi. My name is Fehi, and Fehi married Andrulinoi, and Andrulinoi divorced Fehi, and I am the Fehi. The Shochavu the Shmuel Lekamed Rav Yehuda Nesiya. So Shmuel's father sent Rav Yehuda Nesiya. Does he have to be afraid that somebody else came from somewhere else, because Nardah was a hub as well, and divorced her in in Klunya. And he wrote that he's in Nardah because he came on a caravan to Nardah. Do we have to be afraid or not? That was the question. Do we have to search to find out, is there another Andrew Lenoy to marry to a woman fake? B'shalach lei, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya said, Tibadik Nardah Kula. Check Nardah to see if there's another man by that name. And if there's not, give it a get. But why are we checking? Teretz is, we check. We don't rely on the fact that we know of one. Even though we don't know of another, do an investigation to see if there is another. Same thing here. By Yitzchak Reish Galusa, it's your incumbent upon you to launch an investigation to know is there another Yitzchak Reish Galusa.
The
Rava Amar, the Rava's response is, Im Isa Yivta Kalayla Mubayla. So why is Nardah the only place to check? If you're afraid, so then, like by Yitzchak Reish Galusa, you're afraid of a hub, so then Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya was telling Abu the Shmuel, you got to launch an investigation everywhere, because the guy might have come through Nardah, which is a hub. The answer is you don't need any investigation for nothing. But Rabbi Yehuda didn't want to tell Abu the Shmuel that your question's off mark. You had no reason to ask me whether you should check. So he told him, check the city of Nardah to make him feel good. That's all. But if you'd have to check, there's no end. And again, Titus speaks out that Nardah was a hub. If not, this whole thing wouldn't start. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Tzat Klunya Shem Ir. Sorry, who gets his talk about Nardah? Yishe Medes with Tevasel of Nainu. And a woman is asking for it. Tzat Klunya Shem Ir. Tevasel of Nardah, Yashem Adulu, Achachot Mi Baal Yishizu. Since this is the hub, maybe other people there were here. So therefore he said, I'm the Lord Ben Adah, because at that point he was in Adah. It's a hub. He didn't want Shmuel's father to feel that he asked a not good question. So therefore he told him, check Adah. If you had to check, you would have to check everybody that ever traveled through the hub. You'd have to go through all the cameras at the airport to check if there's ever you don't have an Nardah. You would have to check every, I don't know what, to find out. It's impossible. That's exactly what Rav is saying. The answer Yehuda Nesiya gave Abu the Shmuel did not answer the question. If you really have to check, since Nardah was a hub, there's no way to check. Answer is, you don't have to check. So why did he tell him to check Nardah? He didn't want to be mavazim that you're asking a foolish question.
But doesn't the get indicate that he was from there the night?
At the time, he lived. He was there at that time. He could have been transitory, whatever the word is. He could have been there for a week. He was right. No. Now he's in Nardah. Again, by the fact that it's a hub, means people come in and out, all the time. They lived there for 2 weeks, they leave. They lived there for a month, they leave. And therefore it's impossible to investigate. They never register as citizens of Nardah.
Doesn't he leave him with wrong conclusions on how to investigate?
It doesn't need an investigation.
So in other words, he got the wrong information.
He told him to check in his eye, meaning he basically saying you don't have to check. It was to make him feel good that the question had validity.
Who was a chashuv person?
Again, he asked the question, Rebbe Yehuda did not want to be mavat to him.
I understand that part, but in other words, Rebbe Shmuel will say, oh, I know what the psak is. He's going to have people check needlessly.
For this city, he's not checking the world.
At this particular, but any other case that comes up and turns out,
he would only check the city.
That's not tircha, or that's okay for him.
I guess so. That's what Rava's response to Abaye is. Now, what Abaye's response to Rava is, why he feels that it's a good raya, I don't know. I didn't see anybody say, so I don't know.
And what if we would have found somebody else with that same name?
Then we can't give, if they had, both under the laws were married to women called Fagi, and would be no, with no way we can give her to get.
But that other person.
Exactly.
Ask him.
What if you can't? I mean, obviously, all these things are you can't find out. Listen, this Peggy is claiming under the law he moved out of town. He divorced me, and now he's in China. And this is my get.
One question, she's claiming this get that was found was hers.
Yes. See, that's what the Rishonim speak out. When a woman brings in a get, we don't say, well, maybe there was another man the same thing. She's holding the get. Here, she's not holding the get. She wants us to give her the get.
Somehow she found out that it's a found get. She found out about a get.
Well, obviously she must have found out, but she's coming to Bethan to claim it.
She said, this woman will take advantage of this situation.
Again, we don't know. Her husband left town. She's alone. Maybe she's coming to take advantage of the situation.
That's pretty coincidental that someone would wait until somebody finds a get.
Again, this is the story that happened, right? This get was found.
Yeah.
What? Is this a Gemara in Gittin? Similar Gemaras are in Gittin. I don't remember if this very story is there. I don't think so. My memory and the side of the Gemara doesn't indicate to me that it's in Gittin. There are similar stories about finding Gittin, what kind of proof to need, all kinds of things, yes. And the Gemara talks about hubs and not hubs, the Gemara talks about that. Similar Gemara in the third parak in Gittin. Again, I don't remember this story being there. What's your problem? Okay, fine. I can't follow your track of mind. I gave up a long time ago.
I thought the same thing.
I will talk to Gemara Baita. I'm a Rabbi. What's my proof? The Hanu Trey story, the Nafki B'Mechusa. There were two stories in Mechusa. You don't need two. One would have been enough. The Kasev Chavi Bar Ninoi, B'Ninoi Bar Chavi. One star said the Chavi Bar Ninoi lent somebody money, and one star said the Ninoi Bar Chavi lent somebody money. Now, there are many people in town. But anyway, it's a common name. It is a very common name. Chavi Bar Ninoi, Ninoi Bar Chavi. It's a very common name. And yet, we didn't go investigate if the guy holding the star is the one that lent the money. We assume he's the one that lent the money. We don't launch investigations. There's no reason to launch an investigation. So the same thing, Yitzchak Reishel Lutzer died. Why are you launching an investigation? You don't know of anybody else. So Ninoi Bar Chavi and Chavi Bar Ninoi are common names. We still won't launch an investigation. The Agmahu, supposed to be Rabba probably, Rabba Bar Avua, Zuzin, he collected money. Now, by money, we rely even though it's shichi, right? where we know there are others of the same name, and still we let him collect the money. So by a get, by Isser, if we know, we have to be chayshish. Rav is comparing, the way Tysus explains, money that we know there are other names to Isser when we don't know there's other names. If we're letting, now whatever the name is, Chavi ben Noi and Noi ben Chavi, collect money, even though we know there are people with the same name, Teretz says, don't make problems when you don't know exist. So by Isser, if you don't know of a problem, don't create one. You don't know there's another person with that name. Babaya, and Abaya's response is, but my nefesh lo. Over there, there's nothing to worry about. Ilan afilam is a zorebe. You're not afraid that the guy, one Chavi ben Noi lost his star and another Chavi ben Noi found it. Ilan bikadin, given the shmei kishmei lemafkid gabei. You don't give something to hold to somebody who has your same name. By amre dumamatzolei. Maybe he sold it to him. Isis nikdas v'msira, so it's a good sale. So there's nothing wrong. There's nothing to worry about there. Because all kinds, what are we afraid of? He's holding the star. Says maybe it's somebody else's star with the same name. Well, how did he get it? It fell? You don't have to be worried that it fell. You gave it to him? He sold it to him. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shichi Tuva, Philly Hawking, McVean, and Kishamaiti, Starachoy, Vacherim. The Hashina Shemar Achoya. The Kiv, and the Yamamayan, I got the Hogs, the Kulak Hashinan. By money, even if we know of another one, we're not afraid. In Yisurik, Eloyuchzuku, Milaychashinan. So the same thing is true by Yisur. That by Eloyuchzuku, we shouldn't be afraid. And Abaye's answer is, Duma Masulei, Nasulei, Vekanam, Yadav, Kinyan. Maybe he never gave a Kinyan, Hashem, Yagzavai. Lekan, Lemechashlochi, the Isis, Keshkan, Niknas, Vemstira, Belay, Kinyan. As soon as you hand it over, you're Kaida. Ben Yahu, Lagzavai. Right. Now the question is, what was Rav Azariah? Why didn't he realize Abaye's answer?
Was there eight of them there?
What?
There eight
on the star.
Is that the zero?
No.
So how do
you don't need eight by a money transaction. Not a get. Not a kedushin. If I sell you something, I don't need eight when I sell it to you. A sale is good even if I don't sell it to you.
But there has to be some kind of...
Here. My tillum. I'm selling it to you for a dollar. You take it. Now I come and say, I didn't sell to you. You're holding the tillum. It's yours. Fine. So this is the Machlokes of Abaye and Rava. This is how we got into being Chayshin, not being Chayshin. And we will continue Merit Hashem tomorrow.